We're going to go over to the book of the Revelation. The book of the Revelation in the 5th chapter and beginning our reading at verse number 9. We've been doing some singing this morning, and I like good singing. I enjoy singing. And here we have heaven's song. Here's a song that we find in heaven. Heaven's song. Revelation 5 and verse 9. And they sung a new song, saying, Thou art worthy to take the book and to open the seals thereof. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred, and tongue, and people, and nation, and hast made us, unto our God, kings and priests, and we shall reign on the earth. What is it that awaits us in heaven? This is heaven's song, but what awaits us in heaven? I believe heaven's a place of beauty. I do. The Bible speaks of a river, clear as crystal and wonderful. I don't know if they've got any crappie in there or not. I know there's no catfish. Amen?
Right.
Can't have catfish. They got those whiskers and no scales. But it's going to be wonderful. I want to dangle my feet off into that water. If the Lord will let me do that, it'd be a wonderful thing. Heaven's a place of rest, and it's a place of rejoicing. I like that. I like rejoicing. I do.
Amen.
Heaven is where we'll meet Jesus. Having not seen, we love. I love Him. I've never seen Him. But one day, I'm going to meet Him.
Amen.
I'm going to meet Jesus.
Amen.
What a wonderful thing to meet the Lord Jesus Christ. There are going to be angels there, the elect angels. They'll be there. Loved ones will be there. My pawpaw was not saved until after I was saved. I wasn't saved till I was 18, 19 years old. And it was a wonderful thing to have somewhat of an influence on my own grandfather, my pawpaw. And he came to Christ. And one of the pictures that I have of him is him sitting at the table reading his Bible. Katrina got that Bible. The hurricane got it, and along with so many other things, but I've got the memory more than anything else. And I'll see him there because of faith in the Lord Jesus. There are going to be saints from ages past. I want to talk to some of them. I'm going to ask Elijah, why in the world did you take off and run into the wilderness like that? And why did you leave your servant a day's journey? You know, you went a day's journey, and then you left him and took off. What were you thinking, son? I want to talk to him about that. I want to talk about and talk to John the Baptist. I want to talk to him. I like him. He's one of my favorites. People talk about eating oysters and things and say that's terrible. He ate locust. And I love wild honey. Y'all like honey? I like honey. Man, at home I got me a big jar. And every morning I get me a big spoon of honey. And I tell the grandchildren, I said, now this is Winnie the Pooh food. So you need to have some honey. Now Winnie the Pooh likes honey. And so I always have my honey, but I'll see John the Baptist. It's going to be a wonderful thing. And heaven's a place of singing. So I think we ought to get ready to join the choir.
Amen.
Amen. Because there's going to be some wonderful singing there. When we all get to heaven, what a day of rejoicing that will be. When we all see Jesus, we will what?
Sing.
And shout the victory.
Amen.
I like that song that's got a hallelujah built into it, you know. Hallelujah, thine the glory. Hallelujah, amen, or amen in the south. Hallelujah, then the glory revive us again. It's on time Baptists say hallelujah. They have to sing it. But we're going to rejoice there. There's going to be singing. What kind of songs will we sing in heaven? I don't know what the tempo's going to be. I don't know what the tune's going to be. I really don't. You don't either. Look at me like a calf looks at a new gate. You don't know what it is. I have no clue. But the message is clear.
Amen.
The message is clear. Because here's the song here. For thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God by thy blood out of every kindred and tongue and people and nation. Thou art worthy. And we're going to sing of the one who is worthy. We'll sing about the blood. The book that is settled in heaven. And we'll thank God for that blessed hope that has become a reality for us. Verse number 9 again. Heaven's song will be about the Redeemer. Thou hast redeemed us to God. You see, we've gotten away from God. Man has sinned against God, and so there's a chasm, there's a gulf, there is a separation. But through the blood, we're redeemed unto God. You cannot get to God but through the blood. It's through the blood of Jesus.
Amen.
In verse 1 of chapter 5, we see the Lord God with the seven-seal book in his hand. And it says, "And I saw in the right hand of him that sat on the throne a book written within, and on the backside sealed with seven seals." Now, it's written within, but it's sealed with seven seals on the backside. It is a sealed book. And there's a search that's made for one who is worthy to open the book. Verse number 2, "And I saw a strong angel proclaiming with a loud voice, who is worthy to open the book and to loose the seals thereof." I used to have to deal with some connexes. Y'all know what a connex is? You know, brother, from working in the military and work for a government. And they'd have a seal on them. And if that seal wasn't right, we had to check it out for sure. And not just anybody could go and take the seal off. Had to be somebody who had authority to take the seal off. And the Lord Jesus Christ is the only one worthy to unseal the book.
Yep.
He's the only one. And no man in heaven, nor in earth, neither under the earth, was able to open the book, neither to look therein. Nobody was able to open it. "And I wept much," John the Revelator says, "because no man was found worthy to open and to read the book, neither to look therein." No man on earth, no man in heaven, found worthy. Nobody worthy to open the book. That's interesting to me. There's only one who's worthy. A lot of folks think they're worthy. They're not worthy.
Right.
There's only one that's worthy. And then at verse 5 and going down through verse 8, we see the one revealed who is worthy. In verse 5 it says, "And one of the elders saith unto me, weep not. Behold, the Lion of the tribe of Judah." Who's that? That's Jesus.
Amen.
"The root of David," that's Jesus, "hath prevailed to open and to read the book." He has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seals thereof. He has the authority to open her up.
Amen.
He's got the authority to do so. He's the one with the authority. And I beheld, and lo, in the midst of the throne and of the four beasts, and in the midst of the elders, stood a lamb as it had been slain, having seven horns and seven eyes, which are the seven spirits of God sent forth into all the earth, the perfect one. He's able. He's worthy. There's no doubt. Here is the one who died for sinners, who was slain. Chapter 13, and in verse number 8, we're told that He is slain from the foundation of the world. And all that dwelt upon the earth shall worship Him. All that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb, slain from the foundation of the world. Now we have to take this in context. Chapter 13 is a chapter dealing with the Antichrist, the beast. And all that dwell upon the earth shall worship Him. That's the beast, whose names are not written in the book of life of the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. They'll worship the beast. Their names aren't in the book. Amen.
That's right.
But He's the Lamb slain from the foundation of the world. In our song in heaven will be about the worthy one. That's who we'll sing about. Now, the Bible tells us that we're to sing different types of songs. And Ephesians 5:18 says, "Be not drunk with wine, wherein is excess, but be filled with the Spirit, speaking unto yourselves with psalms and hymns and spiritual songs, making melody in your heart."
Amen.
To the Lord. Well, singing the Psalms is singing Scripture. I was thinking of one this morning. I think it's Psalm 107, verse 2. "Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. Let the redeemed of the Lord say so. I'm redeemed, I'm redeemed. Praise the Lord." Some of y'all remember that, don't you? It's a good old camp song and a good Scripture song. It's good singing at church. I mean, I like singing the Scripture. A hymn is a song of adoration to the Lord. It's a song of praise. To God be the glory. Great things He hath done. So loved He the world that He gave us His Son. And then spiritual songs are testimony songs. "Amazing grace, how sweet the sound that saved a wretch like me. I once was lost, but now I'm found. Was blind, but now I see." Our song, whether it's a psalm or a hymn or a spiritual song, it will be about the worthy one, Jesus. And heaven's song will be a song with a subject. And that subject not only will be Jesus, but it'll be about redemption. Thou wast slain and hast redeemed us to God. And we'll never tire of singing the song.
Amen.
We'll never tire. My girls get after me, and some of the church people do, because I'll just start singing, you know, wherever I'm at sometime. And used to really bother the kids because I'd get in the store and sing. And I really didn't think I was that loud, but I believe I'm loud no matter what I say. I can't whisper very well. And they say, "Daddy, you just need to be quiet now because people are looking." Whistle when you go up to the checkout counter. They want to check your garbage at home, see what you've been drinking, if you're happy, amen. Oh, boy. But we'll never tire. You know why? Because of the story. The story is of saved sinners. Sinners saved because of the blood of the Lord Jesus Christ. That blood that was shed on Calvary. Christ died for our sins according to the Scriptures. He was buried And he rose again the third day according to the Scriptures. And then saints in heaven will praise God for His righteous acts. Everything He does is right. He is righteous. And angels can join in on this. They can't sing the song of redemption, but they can sing when it comes to praising Him for His righteousness and His righteous acts. So they'll be able to sing on that if they want to. A.W. Tozer said this. He says, "Justice must always prevail because the sovereign God will always prevail." Justice must prevail because He prevails. That's what it is saying. Now, you and I deserve judgment. Is that right? We do. So, justice prevails. Well, how can we get out of going to hell? If justice prevails, we deserve hell. Well, somebody's got to take our place. Let's look at familiar scripture over in Isaiah chapter 53. Isaiah 53... And let's begin at verse number 4, where the Scripture says, Isaiah 53, verse 4, "Surely He hath borne our griefs and carried our sorrows, yet we did esteem Him stricken, smitten of God, and afflicted. But He was wounded for our transgressions." He was wounded for our transgression. You know what a transgression is, don't you? It's the same thing as a trespass. I don't see many of the signs anymore, but when I was growing up, they were all over in the woods, and that said, "No trespassing." And that sign was there, and if you passed the sign, you had trespassed. You had transgressed. You'd gone across the line. And that's what transgression is. That's what trespassing is. It's going across the line. "Forgive us our trespasses as we forgive those who trespass against us." So, the Bible tells us here that He was wounded for our transgressions. For those things that we did that crossed the line. He was bruised for our iniquities. Those wicked things. "The chastisement of our peace was upon Him." For us to have peace, He had to take chastisement. "And with His stripes we are healed." Now, I know there's a group of folks that say, "Well, that's physical healing." No, no, no. That's spiritual healing.
Amen.
That's talking about, I believe in physical healing. I believe in praying for healing. Undoubtedly, y'all do. You've been doing it all week. You've been praying for people to be healed. I believe that. I preach that. I teach that. But this is talking about spiritual healing. We're healed by His stripes. Sin-sick folks are healed. And it says, "All we like sheep have gone astray. We have turned every one to his own way. And the Lord hath laid on Him the iniquity of us all."
Amen.
His people, iniquity is laid upon Him. Oh my, what a subject. What a subject. I go over to Revelation 19 and verse number 6. Revelation 19. And verse number 6. The book of the Revelation, the 19th chapter, and the 6th verse. Revelation 19, verse 6. We're going to praise God for what He's going to do. Now, we're going to get to heaven before the millennium. One way or another, we're going to get there before the millennium.
Amen.
Either by death or by rapture, we're going before the millennium. So we're going to praise Him for what He's going to do when we get there. Amen?
Amen?
It says here in Revelation 19 and verse 6, "And I heard as it were the voice of a great multitude, and as the voice of many waters, and as the voice of mighty thundering, saying, Hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. Let us be glad and rejoice and give honor to Him, for the marriage of the Lamb is come, and His wife hath made herself ready. I don't want to get into that, but that's not the robe of salvation there. That is talking about our having made ourselves ready, proper baptism, member of one of the Lord's churches. Very important subject, but not our subject today, okay? But in that sixth verse, the last part, hallelujah, for the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. And this is a unanimous hallelujah. I mean, everybody hollers, hallelujah! For the Lord God omnipotent reigneth. I've got some folks, they're pretty sour most of the time. I don't see them smile much, you know, and I love them. But they sit there like a bump on a log. They just sit there. But every once in a while, say something and they'll smile a little. I say, well, maybe they do have a little rejoicing in them. Maybe there's something there. Amen?
Right.
Everybody's different. I understand that. But I'm looking forward to that rejoicing. Man, I'm going to have me a fit.
Right.
I'm going to have a time. I am. It's going to be good. And then all nature gets into it. Heaven and nature is going to sing. It's going to happen. It's going to be great. We've got a millennial hymn in our book, that songbook that talks about that. No more let sin. And what? Anybody know? What is it, Jim? Let Clarissa whispered it to you and you can tell me. That's right. No more sorrow. I wish I'd have remembered more of it. But it's in the book. But it's a millennial hymn, and we're going to sing that hymn. It's going to be good. The weeds, the thorns are going to be gone, it talks about. We were cleaning up for homecoming there at church, and one of our ladies was out there pulling weeds and getting vines out of the bushes around the building. And down in South Mississippi, if you give anything a little bit of moisture, it'll grow, you know. And we got to pull it in there and got some of those vines, you know, and dealing with them. That's it. Amen. Verse 3. I'll get to it. And I reached in there and grabbed one and tore my hand up. It was a sneaky one. It was one that had stickers. And Betty said, well, preacher, you need some gloves. I said, too late now. I said, I'm going to take a hoe to it. And I chopped that rascal out of there, and I yanked and pulled. I got rid of that thing. One of these days, I won't have to get rid of it. The Lord will do it. Amen? Roses are so pretty. But I have been stuck and seen that blood come out because of that rose. One of these days, there will be no thorns. Listen to verse 3 here. No more let sins and sorrows grow, nor thorns inflict or infest the ground. He comes to make His blessings flow. For as the curse was found, for as the curse is found, for as the curse is found, it'll be gone. That's the song there. That's what it's talking about. That's a millennial hymn. And what a blessing it will be one of these days. So we've got something to look forward to. The Lord God omnipotent reigneth. God will carry out His plan for the future. And we can rest on the promises. I'm looking forward to it.
Amen.
And we'll rule and reign with Him. I don't know what we'll do. He may let me run the post office at Duck Hill. I don't know. You can't ever tell. I don't understand all that. Don't much care to understand it. Just believe it. Amen?
Amen.
I'm not going to go crazy about all the little details. He'll take care of it. I'm going to live for Him and look forward to it. It's going to be good. No doubt. Let me ask you something. Is your heart continually filled with praise? Good question. I'm not going to answer it for you. You know all about that. I'm not always happy. But I've always got joy.
Amen.
Happy comes by happenings. Joy comes from the Lord. I had a flat one time and went to the trunk and found out that one of my boys had borrowed my spare. I was not happy. But I rejoiced in the Lord. I rejoiced in the Lord. This van I'm in right now, I was going down to make a hospital visit in Jackson, Mississippi, and had a blowout. You know how they do. And I said, Lord, you'll have to take care of me here. We'll get this thing done, you know. I get on the phone, call somebody, because it's got a tire that drops down, and I'm not good at dropping them. And a dear black man came up behind me. I mean, I walked down the road a little bit, and he saw me. He pulled up there and said, what's the problem? I said, well, I got a flat. And I don't know much about getting that tire down. He said, I know all about it. I mean, here's the first car that comes by. He said, I'll drive back down there and we'll get it off. And put the other one on. Man, he got the tool out and I said, what's that thing? He said, that's what lets it down. I said, thanks for telling me. I'm not real mechanical. I'm just not. I'm sorry. I can't fix the pew. I don't know how to use biscuits and gravy to fix a pew. But he got it off, and I said, what owe you? He said, you don't owe me nothing. And I gave him $10. I said, I want you to have this, man. You saved me a lot of trouble. What a blessing. Amen?
Amen.
I'm telling you, I rejoiced in that.
Right.
I didn't rejoice in the tire blowing out. But I said, well, Lord, there's a purpose. And I got to witness to it. He said, I belong to the, I forget what it was, church. I think it was the Third Harmony Baptist Church or New Harmony or Old Harmony or one of them. Listen, in Tipton, Tennessee, there's a black Baptist church called Harmony Number 3. I guess they had Harmony and then Second Harmony. And then that one didn't work out. They went on down and started Third Harmony, Harmony Number 3. But we rejoice. Let me ask you, are you on your way to heaven? I'm on my way.
Amen.
Not because of me, but because of Him. I'm Amen. On my way. It's a fact that I'm going. It's by faith that I'm going. It's by grace that I'm going. It's because of His mercy that I'm going. Christ died for me. I believe that.
Amen.
And that settles it. The night that I was saved, there weren't any bombs that went off. I saw no flares. I didn't get pictures. I didn't get anything. I just trusted Him. And that's been it.
Amen.
I believe that He died for me, was buried and rose again. That's it. What'd you do?
That's it.
That's it. Are you praising God daily in preparation for the praising place? Some folks will have to take lessons.
Amen.
But we're going to praise Him. Amen. Who's worthy to open the book? Jesus is. And we're going to sing about redemption. We're going to sing about the blood. We're going to sing about Jesus. Heaven's song.
Amen.
Heaven's song.